Clark. I got an email from a concerned listener a while ago. There is a primary school in Constantia. It's very close to Constantia Village, and it provides a place for, you know, people who live and work in the area to send their children to school. They don't have to put them on taxis way out of the area. And I was told that there have been reports that the building is basically about to fall down, and structural integrity of schools is something that's very important. I mean, we know what's been happening with the Aitzach High School and the legal fights and political fights around that, and then that school in Gauteng where a walkway collapsed and pupils died in that. And Brona Hammond is the Director of Communications for the Western Cape Education Department. Brona, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
We alerted you to the reports that we'd got, and you've checked into it. Is there anything to those concerns?
Yes, we first heard from the school on the 6th of February, and of course, you know, especially after Driehoek, we went out immediately to get a structural engineer to check the building. And we did find that there was some concerns around general cracking, especially around the southeastern corner of the main building, with regards to the archways. And we have had people in to ensure that the structural integrity of those archways has been corrected. Steel rods have been implemented, and we have declared the building safe. But we are checking out the building further to see whether the settlements continue to crack. And engineers have been on site basically nearly, you know, every week and today, for example. But we have also encountered that it is a heritage site, so we also have to take that into account. So we are negotiating, well, discussing our concerns and our engineers' report with the heritage people to see what we can do further.
But at the moment, you're pretty confident that the building is safe, that bits of it are not going to fall down and possibly fall on a young child.
Yes, definitely. Since the Driehoek incident, and it's kept our structural engineers, of course, very busy over the last few months. But we have to take each report very seriously.
I mean, I don't know how one would have checked this, but the assertion was made, or the possibility was raised, that the construction work on the other side of Spansgemacht Road, and there's where the municipal refuse dump used to be, and which was handed back as part of a land claim, and there is now a shopping centre with Checkers as an anchor tenant is being constructed, and the possibility was raised in the email from my listener that that construction work might have contributed in some way to the structural problems at the Constantia Primary School. Were you able to sort of assess that claim in any way?
I did ask our infrastructure directorate about that and if it was as a result. First of all, they did say that we haven't had any reports before with regard to the structure of the building until now in February. So we cannot determine as yet it is a result of what's happening. So I wouldn't like to make a claim. But I can't say definitively that this is the first time that we have received a report regarding any structural cracking in the building's exterior. So I think further investigation is required, and we would need to determine if there is any further cracking in terms of the structure. But I think in the weeks ahead, especially with the heritage people, we would need to make further determinations in that regard.
Thank you. Brona Hammond, Director of Communications for the Western Cape Education Department. Wanoma, if you are still listening, a couple of people tell me, one just very simply says riots in Sedge, and the other person says there is a picture on Facebook of protesting on the N2 in Sedgefield, so that would explain the significant backup of traffic in that part of the Western Cape. And Lee, you say in a WhatsApp, my Standard Bank always has such long queues. Last time I sat down on the floor. Yeah, you know, and certainly that is my experience. It's not only Constantia Village that I go into. Sometimes I'll go into another bank because I have business and I'm in Cavendish, so I'll go into the Ned Bank in Cavendish. And my experience is always that there are significantly long queues at the help desk, not so much at the tellers to accept your money or pay out, you know, and exchange checks for cash or whatever bits of business are done there at the teller's windows, but at the help desk, every bank I go into has a long queue there. What does that say about banks? Don't know.